right now in Michigan, you can be fired from a job or be denied housing if you're gay. A group of LGBT rights advocates wants that changed. This morning, a state House committee heard debate over adding LGBT protections to the state's Civil Rights Act. Detroit News Capitol reporter Chad Livengood was at the hearing. Hey, Chad.
Hi, Zoe. How are you this afternoon?
Good. So what did we hear at the hearing today?
Well, we heard testimony both from Representative Frank Foster and Representative Sam Singh, who've got competing bills for expanding Elliot Larson's Civil Rights Act. Representative Foster, the chairman of this Commerce Committee, has a bill that includes sexual orientation in the list of protected classes under the Civil Rights Law. And Representative Singh has sexual orientation and gender identity or expression. And that the last three words there are kind of crucial to the LGBT community so they can get protections for transgender individuals. But there's really a schism here and a divide on whether this is needed. Representative Foster says that transgender individuals are already covered under the definition of sex. Many of the advocates for this bill say that that's not the case and that these folks will be just left out of the protection that is afforded for housing and employment and public accommodations.
Right. And we saw this right before lawmakers went on their Thanksgiving break, the sort of breakdown between supporters of sexual orientation and gender identity and just sexual orientation. Is there a sense at the Capitol which way groups are leaning?
The groups that are supporting this, the business coalition of major corporations from Whirlpool to Steelcase to various universities, they are opposed to just the two-word addition, just doing sexual orientation. They would, frankly, rather torpedo the bill and not allow it to be passed. And Democrats, House Democrats in particular, essentially are not going to vote for the Frank Foster bill as it stands right now. But at the same time, Frank Foster can't get enough votes to get the Singh bill out of committee. Representative Sam Singh from East Lansing says he's got plenty of votes. He's got 51 co-sponsors as it is right now.
Right.
And if he can just find five Republicans, which he probably can find, he can get this thing passed out of the House of Representatives. So it is kind of coming down to there is a bit of a stalemate on this issue on how to proceed. And the other problem with Sam Singh's bill is Speaker Jay Spolger has made it clear he's opposed to that bill. They call it the five-word bill.
Right. And of course, Speaker Bolger has a lot of power in Lansing. We have seen him be able to torpedo things in the past. What are we looking at from him?
Well, look, he's the outgoing Speaker of the House. He does set the agenda and wields the gavel here and can make things move and make things die. So at the same time, the LGBT community is sort of making a pretty fervent stand here that the legislature needs to do this to make Michigan look more of an inclusive state and more welcoming and opening to all people. At the same time, they're not going to settle for a law that essentially keeps one class of folks in their community not protected. And so they're really kind of going to the mat here on this. At the end of the day, if they don't get what they want here and this thing all kind of melts down, they have vowed to try to go to the ballot and take this to the people in 2016, which also could come along with the other issue of same-sex marriage if the Supreme Court doesn't settle that their way.
Right, of course. And then meantime, you have Governor Snyder, in addition to all of this, who called on the legislature to take it up and debate it back in May on Mackinac Island, and yet he has not said whether he would sign it or not.
Yeah, he has really kind of provided like tepid support for having a debate, but has not really thrown all his weight behind it, which is kind of surprising given all the business bigwigs,
sure,
Herman Miller and such, who have endorsed this and are pushing for it actively. We did hear some testimony today from opponents, from labor attorneys who represent businesses who think that this will create a minefield of new discrimination lawsuits, and also from Keith Den Hollander, the chairman of the Christian Coalition of Michigan. We don't see him in front of the legislature very often testifying on bills, and he was questioning, well, where are the mass firings of gays and lesbians? So why don't we hear about these stories? And some of those stories just don't ever get told publicly, and that's probably why. But so he was trying to sort of pour some cold water, so to speak, on the need for this bill and push back at it.
Detroit News Capitol reporter Chad Livengood at a hearing this morning about adding LGBT rights to the state's Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act. Chad, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, Zoe.